It was just an ordinary day after school, and my mom sent a text to me to meet her at Caldy's. I never get to walk, although I wanted my mom to just drive me there, it was just a few blocks away, so I just started to walk. When I got to the crossing guard, I saw a silver car full of teenage boys laughing. I didn't think much of it until 10 minutes later, the same car was driving by me, and the boy in the passenger seat rolled down the window and yelled, "You're a monkey," and laughed as they drove away. I was shocked and disappointed because someone that sick in the mind can go and make fun of a 12-year-old girl and say something racial. I'm pretty sure they knew I was a middle schooler, counting that I had a book bag, holding a poster, and holding a violin, and walking from Knifer. They were ignorant, and I am disappointed in whoever taught them to think like that. This obviously needs to be dealt with, and I've heard other people have had the same experience like this, but worse. In Kirkwood. The schools don't do anything about it, and they think this is bullying, but it's different, and it's illegal. This is racial harassment. If they really thought that they had the right to do that and think it would lower my self-esteem and make them stronger, they were really, really wrong. I just proved to them that I am much stronger than them, and I'm a little girl. I'm stronger because I'm being the better person and not reacting. I reported it to my parents, and I also wrote a letter because fear is a weapon, and I'm not afraid. I don't want this to happen to other kids in Kirkwood. I'm in student council, and I think that we should discuss racial profiling because it does happen at our school. I want the adults to really listen and understand that bullying, racial profiling are different things. To the high school boys, what if that were your sister and my big brother did that to her? Would you still be laughing?